Oh, the unmistakable beauty of Van Cliburn. And how would you like to hear the new gold medalist in the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition perform live? Well, you can do that. With me is Lynn Kidder. She's a board member with the Chamber Music Festival in Ruidoso, New Mexico. And Lynn, you have managed quite a coup. You have a performance coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We are always so happy to have the gold medalist. And the way the schedule goes, he was crowned gold medalist on June 9th. So having our concerts in July, we get them first.
Ooh,
we,
fresh off of the award
fresh
trail
from
there.
The triumph, yes. If not his very first concert, one of the very first.
Yes, and this is next Saturday night, 8 p.m.
Yes.
At your beautiful, the incomparable Spencer Theater for the Performing Arts. It's such a great venue.
Oh, it is just, it's just a wonderful night out anytime you go to the Spencer. And when you can hear world-class music like this, it's just that much more sensational.
Well, tell us about Vadim Kolodenko. Did I get
Vadim,
that right?
Yes, you did. Very good. Vadim Kolodenko. Yes, we've all been practicing that.
Yes, me too.
He's Ukrainian. He was born in Kiev. He's 26 years old. I have not met him, but from everything that I hear, he is quite a delightful, charming young man, very personable. Every now and then you do run into a musician who's very, very good at what they do, but perhaps, you know, is a little shy about, you know, talking to people. But this doesn't seem to be the case with this young man. He's a very personable young fellow. And it received glowing, glowing reviews on his performances at the Van Cliburn.
Well, anyone who survives the competition itself, much less wins it, has to be absolutely extraordinary.
It is the original survival, isn't it?
Oh.
And that's the word that I hear so many of the finalists use. I survived it. You know,
yeah.
Who cares where I came in the final analysis, but I just made it through.
Well, it's a 17-day competition, each finalist performing five complete concerts, one with a string quartet, one with a Fort Worth symphony. And the concerts cannot include any work previously performed, just to kind of ratchet up the pressure a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it must be hard to decide, because if you've got something that you just feel like this is your wonderful, wonderful performance, do you want to have that in your first concert to make sure that you go on? Or
yes.
Do you want to hold that one back for a later concert when the stakes are going to be even higher?
It's something you can play while having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how they manage. I really don't.
Well, they start out with, 132 pianists?
132 it was this year.
From around the world. And then apparently they don't just stay in one spot. They travel about the planet, and while they distill the, I think, 30 musicians out of those, they have concerts. Was it in Hong Kong, Germany, Russia, and Italy?
The judges traveled around, which I thought was very nice, rather than, you know, making everyone, you know, come to a central location. Yeah, the judges went around the world and attended concerts on the home turf. And then they whittled the 132 down to 30.
Okay.
And then the 30 contestants came to Fort Worth and entered the fray.
Yes, and they're at least there. You can not just the gold medal is hanging like the carrot. There are $175,000 worth of prizes, plus a 3-year touring contract that's worth more than $1 million ultimately for one of the six finalists selected to go to Fort Worth for that final round. How many of the gold medalists of this competition have you had perform as part of your festival?
We had the gold medalist 4 years ago.
Okay, so one previous.
Deng Haochen, yes. We had him perform. We have had previous gold medalists.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Figale was one. We have had silver medalists. We have had finalists. Every year, we have had a Van Cliburn pianist
who
was in the final six, if not a medalist.
Yes.
And, of course, just to be in the competition, you're an extraordinary musician.
To have made the last six.
Right, to make it to the final six, you're just, you know, out of this world. So
absolutely.
It's been a tradition with us. You know, we always like to highlight the best of young classical musicians from around the world, and that includes, of course, the Van Cliburn.
Well, as you alluded to, the competition is once every 4 years. It's not an annual competition, which I neglected to mention earlier. So it's leaves time for... Well, do you know if previous contenders can enter again?
You know, I don't know, but I know that there is an age limit. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that, you know, twice would probably be the most that you could hope for.
It's about like the Olympics.
About like the Olympics, exactly.
Of music, yes.
The Olympics of music.
And are there any events surrounding the performance, which is at 8 p.m.?
I'm glad you asked me that, because I just wanted to bring that up. We are having a pre-concert talk.
Oh,
for the last several years, Dr. Larry Wohls of Hardin-Simmons University, he's a professor of music history and head of the music history and literature department, and has a wicked sense of humor.
Ooh.
He's very entertaining and very knowledgeable. He gives a pre-concert talk and has everyone in stitches. And
what time is that?
That is at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
At 7 o'clock, we will have that. And that, as a matter of fact, is free.
Oh, good.
If you don't buy a ticket to the concert, you can still come to the pre-concert talk.
I can't imagine getting to the Spencer and walking away without seeing the performance.
Well, exactly. But yeah, if there were a situation where that would happen, that would be fine. And then, of course, we clear the auditorium and prepare for the concert.
Yes.
Now, so 7 o'clock is the pre-concert talk with Dr. Larry Wohls, and 8 o'clock is the performance.
That is going to be absolutely spectacular. And what's the easiest way for people to get their tickets?
The easiest way is to go online at spencertheater.com.
All right.
Or to call 575-336-4800.
And how many other programs do you have as part of this festival?
You know, this is the only concert that we're having this year. You know, with a lot of arts organizations have been having to, you know, sort of rethink
Absolutely.
What they're doing.
Yes.
And we thought, why don't we have one concert that everyone is going to want to go to?
Oh, this you could, yeah, you knocked it out of the park on this
right.
one, so I think you did okay.
Yes.
Oh, well,
yes.
Thank you so much. My guest today is Lynn Kidder. She is a board member with the Chamber Music Festival in Ruidoso, New Mexico, and very kindly joined us today to tell us about the performance next Saturday night by the 2013 gold medalist of the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, 26-year-old Ukrainian Vadim Kolodenko, and that's next Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Spencer Theater for the Performing Arts. At 7 p.m., there is a free pre-concert talk. You can go online to spencertheater.com or call 575-336-4800 to get your tickets. And from what I understand, there's a very nice reduced rate for students. So no excuse not to go. Don't miss this one. Thank you so much for joining us, Lynn.
Thank you.